So we're going to talk some topics, basic topics, but I have here, so I have, I'll start with this set of svarim, the Itza Machmadim. And he has some very interesting things that are a little bit off the beaten track. Off the beaten track. Let's start with the sugya of Bedikas Chametz. Okay, Bedika, let me ask you a shayla. Here's a shayla. This is the way it presents. A little bit different. Bedikas Chametz, if you do a Bedika, a full, thorough Bedika, on Erev Pesach in the morning. Not Erev Pesach, I'm sorry. The Erev Bedikas Chametz. We do Bedikas Chametz the night of the 14th. Let's say you're off from work the day before, and you clean up the entire house, and Thursday morning. Okay, so you're doing Bedika Thursday night. Let us say that Thursday morning, you vacuum and you put away all of your objects, your items, and you thoroughly inspect the home. And the home is spick and span clean. In essence, what you have done Thursday morning is you've done a bedika. If you're cleaning up your home and you're putting everything in its proper place and you're making sure there's no chametz and you're vacuuming, what greater bedika is there than that? So when it comes to night, can I really make a bracha? Can I really, now when I do another bedika, maybe I was already yoytze the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. So indeed, according to most of the Rishonim, you were already yoytze. By cleaning for Pesach, a thorough cleaning of your property, not the night of your dalit, the night, the other days of 30 days within Pesach, if you do a thorough cleaning of your home, in essence, that is the equivalent of Bedikas Chametz. And the Mishneh Berurah goes so far to say that since you've done a Bedika 30 days within Pesach by cleaning up your home, the truth is, when it comes or Le'arba Asar, you're not allowed to make a bracha. It is a bracha Livatala. Oh, very good. Furthermore, now this is even the bigger Chiddush. This is a bigger Chiddush. What's the svara to say that it's not a full-fledged kosher bedika what you've done? It was done by day. Chazal made a takana boidkim leor haner. You have to bedika leor haner. So if you went and you cleaned up your home during the day, during daylight hours, there are rishonim that say no. It may be you've done a thorough bedika with vacuuming and cleaning and searching, but because there was no candlelight, it was done through daylight. That's not what Chazal had in mind. Chazal said, made it very, very clear, boitkim esach chametz l'or haner, for whatever the reasons are. If it was your cleaning service was done during daylight hours, you know what? You can make a bracha. You can make a bracha or l'arba asar. But the Mishneh Berurah says, L'chol hadeis, if you do your cleaning of your home at night, now he doesn't say electricity, but at night when there's candles, or today with electricity, which is the equivalent of halacha l'maisa as Or Haner, then L'chol hadeis, you cannot make a bracha when you do Bedikas Chametz or L'arba Asar. If you are certain that you cleaned your home only at night using lights, electrical lights. I don't know, maybe you want to say today that using LEDs is not the same as incandescent light. It's not called Or Haner. Who knows? Maybe you're right. Maybe today things have changed. We don't have incandescent lights, so maybe the LED cannot halacha be Or Haner. So we can say that you can still make a bracha. Interesting. I don't know. Because today, I know it's hard to find more and more incandescent lights. Even in the street, there are no more incandescent lights. In the street, they have only LEDs now. So maybe...
Solar.
What?
Solar batteries,
but the light itself, there's no filament anymore. There is no piece of metal that becomes burning hot that can be considered in the world of halacha, b'di'eved, the Or Haner. Or Haner needs a psila. It needs a wick, it needs fuel, it needs light, and at least a filament in an incandescent bulb is considered to be a psila, a wick. We don't have that anymore. Everything is LED. So maybe things have become better for us today with the LEDs in regard to making a bracha on the night of Bedika. But if, let's say, for argument's sake, that's not an issue, Even the Mishnah Berurah says you cannot make a bracha l'or haner. What then do we do bizman hazeh? How come that we make a bracha? So the answer is that is why it is so critical to put out the 10 pieces. The only reason today we can still make a bracha, assuming of course that you did it, you really cleaned your house before, you've cleaned up your property before you do the bedika, is only because you put out the 10 pieces of chametz. That's the only thing that saves the bracha. Because if not for those 10 pieces of chametz, according to halacha, the bedika you've done by cleaning up your home serves as the bedika. When Chazal speak about Boykim asa chametz lar haner, you know what they did? What Chazal had in mind? You didn't do it. There was no Pesach cleaning. There was no spring cleaning. Zero. The first time you even thought, contemplate, oh, you know, it's Pesach. You know, maybe we should clean up the house and get rid of the chametz. Was the night of Pesach. Was it the night of Bedika. So it was a real Bedika. Now, the truth is, what I just told you now is not so simple. Where does this debate all stem from? I never knew. It's very fascinating halacha. It's a Yerushalmi. And it all comes from I think it's a Ra'avan. Not a Ra'avan, it's a Rishon. And it's all based upon a fascinating Gemara in Masech, the Psachim, only in the Yerushalmi, not in the Bavli. What does it say there in the Yerushalmi? That the custom was, in Yerushalayim, they would inspect all of the cafes where, the chatzeros, I'm translating loosely, the cafes where people would eat the lachmei toida. One of the very popular korbanos that was eaten in Yerushalayim, in the entire city of Yerushalayim, is a korban toida. What is a korban toida? A person, there are four times when a person has an obligation to bring a korban toida. Either he was ill, he was healed, prison, he traveled over the seas or in the desert. But a person can also bring, if he so wishes, a voluntary korban toida, if he so wishes. And when you bring a voluntary korban toida, you bring 40 breads. 30 of which are chametz. Chametz. And what do you do with so much bread? You have no choice but to make a party, to rent out a hall, to rent out a restaurant, and you invite all of your friends, and you serve all of this holy bread, these 30 loaves of holy bread of chametz, and everyone eats. Now it's chametz. It's chametz. So if you go to these cafes where they're serving, they specialize in a Seudas Karbon Toida in Yerushalayim, there must be lots of crumbs of Karbon Toida Chometz lying around the restaurant. Because these restaurants specialize, all the other Karbonites is not an issue. Because every other Karbon Mincha is only Matzah. It's kosher lePesach in the Beis HaMikdash the whole year round, except for the special Toda kitchen. Okay, they have in the Beis HaMikdash two kitchens. They have the Kosher Pesach kitchen, and they have the Karban Toida kitchen. When you bring a Karban Toida, you bring Chametz. When else you bring Chametz? And Shavuos. They use that kitchen when they prepare the Karban Mincha for Shavuos. That's also from Chametz. But the whole year round, everything is Matzah, Kosher Pesach. The Karban, the lechem haponim. The lechem haponim is kosher lePesach all year round. It's matzah. Okay, the lechem haponim is kosher lePesach. All of the menachos are kosher lePesach. Only two korbanos have chametz, korban toida and the shtei halechem. The shtei lechem, I think anyways, it does not leave the Beis HaMikdash, if I'm not mistaken, right? The shtei lechem is kodesh kodashim, I don't remember, maybe I'm mistaken. Does not leave but the toida is kodeshim kalim. And kodeshim kodeshim, so the shtei lechem does not leave the Beis HaMikdash, it's not relevant, but the korban toida is kodeshim kalim. It was taken and eaten anywhere in the entire Yerushalayim. You would hire your family and guests, and they would all participate in eating the breads of the korban toida within one day and one night. There was a very swift time limit that it must be consumed. But it's chametz, and there are crumbs. There are crumbs for chametz. So, what does it say in the Yerushalmi? Or, la'arba osar, they would appoint special people in the community after you finish doing a bedika on your home and your summer home and your cottage, and your car and your van and your yacht, after you finish doing bedikah and all of your property, you were assigned to go to the Toda Cafe. Okay, the Toda, where they specialize in serving the Toda. They make these beautiful meals for those who bring karmel, which is chametz, to make sure there are no crumbs of carbon toida lying around, which are chametz. Very nice, a very beautiful thing. Here's the kasha. You need an inspection, or la'arba osar, to make sure there are no leftover crumbs of chametz. You're way too late. Because they did, it says, I don't know where it says this, but it's what it says here in the Sefer, I didn't check up all the sources, they did an inspection frequently in these locations because it's noisar. They did not want it to remain lying around a crumb of toida, leftover crumb of toida, because toida is noisar. You only can need the carbon toida for one day and the following evening. If someone walks into the restaurant the next morning and there's some leftover toida that's lying on the table and you eat it, you're a violation of noisar. It's a loisase. So they sent out squads of inspectors to make sure no one should be nichshal in eating holy matters that are noisar. It has to be burned. That must be burnt immediately. So the question is, why then do you need to make an inspection? Why did the people in the Yerushalayim appoint an officer, people, they had a whole committee to make sure all of the chatzeros, the courtyards, and where people ate the carbon toida were inspected for chametz? Or larba asar, you're too late. These courtyards were already expected periodically to make sure there's no noisar. You're too late. So what do you learn from this? What do you learn from this? Along comes, this is the machlekes, learn from this, just because you did a bedika before does not exempt you from doing another bedika bizman. We did a bedika in the courtyard to make sure there's no leftovers. So we're done. Doesn't matter. You're not yoytze. You have to go back there or la'arba asar. You have to go back there the night of the 14th. To go back and do another bedika. So what is the analogy? What's the similarity? Just because you vacuum your home and you scrub and you clean the windows and you change all the kalim and everything is perfect, there's not a speck of dust, forget about chametz, that's like making the inspection for the leftover noiser. It does not exempt you from doing another inspection the night of Pesach, all over again. Just like in the Yerushalayim, they did this. Yeah?
You're looking for noisar.
Oh,
you're
excellent. So this, but so what? You're looking. Noisar is a serious business. It's a loisase. Okay, that's the answer. That is the point of disagreement between the Poskim. I don't remember all the names. I forgot all the names. I should have chazed it before I came in. But that's the point of difference. This is the Makar. It's extremely relevant to us. Because most people, they don't just wake up the night of Yudalit and do a bedika. The bedika you do Yudalit is already after you've already prepared fully that your home should be in order. So the question is, if it's within 30 days of Pesach and you do a bedika, the person's going away to a hotel. You do a bedika the day before you go. You're going away to your children. You're going away a couple days before Pesach. You're mechoyev to do a bedika. Okay, you do a bedika unless you're selling your house. Okay, there are situations where you don't need to do a bedika if you're selling your house, but let's say you're not selling your house and your house is clean, you do a bedika. You don't make a bracha. You do not make a bracha, but you do a bedika. So that bedika exempts you from doing a bedika. You can't go make another bedika later on. You have to have certain conditions. It's very complicated. But so if you did a bedika before Pesach, how can you make a bracha the Lil Pesach? So some want to say, look at the Yerushalmi. In the Yerushalmi, they served chametz in the chatzeros. They made bedikos periodically to make sure there's no noisar. No one should be nichshol in eating noisar. Yet, they still had to make another bedika, Lil Pesach, because it's chametz. So it's no different. Just because you did spring cleaning and your house is in perfect order, It's now the night of Pesach. You have to make another bedika. What's the flaw in this comparison? As you just mentioned, there, what were they inspecting for? Noiser. The night of Pesach, what are they inspecting for? Chametz. So it's a different type of bedika. Now you can become a big lamdan and start trying to figure out what's the difference. Cleaning is cleaning. It's a different type of bedika. A bedika for noiser does not qualify a bedika for chametz. But when you clean for Pesach, now here you have the same exact argument. It's very interesting. It gets very interesting. When you clean in the spring, when it comes April and you start cleaning for Pesach, what are you cleaning for? Are you cleaning for chametz? Or are you cleaning? It's time of the year where spring cleaning. You're cleaning. I want it to be clean, you know, the time of the year. If you learn that, no, we're cleaning for getting ready for Pesach, it's cleaning for chametz. So then in the Hanami, you can say, you know, it's not comparable to the case of the Yerushalmi, where they did an inspection for Noiser, and then they did an inspection of chametz. I clean for chametz, I'm done. So the night of Lil Pes, the night of Yudalit, I can't make a bracha. But you can argue, when you clean your home in March after Purim, and when the spring cleaning began, tell me the truth. Are you thinking in your mind you're looking for chametz, or it's a time to vacuum, stam, time to clean? It'll happen to you, and I'll clean the mela will be like, what is your kavana? It could very well be that the cleaning that you've done in advance is like cleaning for noisar. And now when it comes lel yudalit, lichatchila, you can make a bracha without putting out 10 pieces. Okay? There's another nafka mina. I think the Rambam talks about this, is that in a situation where you've really done the bedika 100%, 100% l'shem bedika, chametz, and the night, and you have to do it, you're only doing it again l'chumra, you only have to do one room. That's a real nafka mina for many people. That also could be a point of leniency why, in other words, if you did a real bedika, let's say by day, you don't have candlelight, and now you're doing it again. I think even the Mishmur says, if you did a real bedika too early, for real, and now orally you're doing the bedika again, you can't make a bracha, unless you put out the 10 pieces. And when you do the bedika again, you only, l'chumra, have to do a bedika on one room. You don't have to do a bedika on the whole house. So what is that? How does that translate to a benefit for us? We make a bracha because we put out 10 pieces. If not for the 10 pieces, forget it. You can't make it. Yeah, if you prepare your home in advance, it's not so simple, everything taken into consideration. But it does come out an advantage to us is that many people have a very hard time doing a bedika the way you really should do a bedika. Okay, you're tired, you come home from work, you're late. So how long does it take the average person to do a bedika on their whole home? I don't know. I don't want to guess. They say that very holy people, they spend literally the whole night. The whole night. I had a guy yesterday, I got really angry. He tells me that he has this crazy chumrah. Crazy, crazy. I was fighting with him. I'm telling him the total epicurus, what he does. What is this chumrah? What's the biggest shiurti, the zman kedei achilas pras? The largest zman of achilas pras. 9 minutes. Right? They tell you, 2 to 9 minutes. Right? Yom Kippur, so one has to eat. So every 9 minutes, eat a kazayis. Every less than a kazayis. 9 minutes. So he shows me the safer, svarim sources that the mitzvah of eating a kazayis is the minimum when you eat the matzah at the Seder. You should eat as many kizesim as you can. So he says, he's not joking with me. He says, for 9 minutes, he eats matzah nonstop. Nonstop. He just eats matzah for 9 minutes, as much matzah as he can get down his stomach.
He must be very rich.
He's very, I don't know. I think he's very big, you should know. He is very, very big. He has a lot of room. He's a very large person, okay? I told him, and he says, every extra kezayis you eat is a mitzvah, and since the shir is achilas 9 minutes, and like, I there was another fellow there also that was telling him that you're a shaita. I mean, this is nonsense. And where are you getting this from? We're mamish. But then came the real zets. I said, you, just as you machmir when it comes, are you also machmir when it comes to bedikas chametz? How long does your bedikas chametz take you? You go and you check the house. You have the same chumris when it comes to chametz to go spend the whole night going into every corner to make you so machmir. The same way you so do a mishigas, eat unhealthy. You're going to kill yourself like this. This. But when it comes to the hard mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of searching for chametz, you also spend the whole night until Hashmeres HaBoker, the whole shir. The shir is the whole night. So you start doing the bedikas, doing bedikas chametz, looking for chametz, starting at whatever it is, 8 o'clock, and you go into Alois HaShachar. You also machmir on that? It's the same shir. Or it takes you 10 minutes like everyone else. Oh, that already, so you already got him. That already got him. So the question, how long does it take to bedikas chametz? So the truth is, there were many holy people that they spent a significant amount of time. They really took it very seriously. It's a holy mitzvah, and they would exert themselves to do it properly. Question is, but most people don't have the patience, the stamina to do what we really know deep down we should do. However, you do take out of what we've just learned a very big leniency. Is that since Me'ikar Hadin, we really should not be making a bracha. The average home, the average person, they prepare in advance. To some degree, you prepare in advance. Whatever you're going to have is going to be prepared. That really is your bedika. If that really is your bedika, that really creates a very big problem for you to make a bracha lel yudalit. Why do we make a bracha lel yudalit? It's only because we put out the 10 pieces. And if you want to come on to some leniencies, you'll tell me, well, we never had Or Haner. You'll tell me your leniency is because the bedikah before was like noisar, it wasn't l'shem chametz, l'shem cleaning. Yeah, you'll be a lot of alumnus will come along to try to explain why the bracha that you make at night is legitimate. And it's not a bracha levatala. You have to combine a lot of different factors together with the 10 pieces to make it legitimate. But there does come out a benefit, at least a limud zuchus on anyone that has a hard time spending 2 hours doing bedika, and that is since you really did the bedika, and since you really can't make the bracha, and the whole bedika is just liyeser se'es, I'm only mechuyev al pi halacha to check one room. I'm not mechuyev to go check on my property. I already did that. That's mamash the halacha. You're not mechuyev to go do when you already did the bedika and you're doing it again as a chumrah, the night of Pesach, you're only mechuyev to check one room. So this, that we're lax, that we don't go from corner to corner in every little teeny dot, every single inyan, that's because we're not really mechuyev to. And the halacha allows for that. So that, I think, does come out a result of why in why so. Okay, this last thing is very quick, very short, is Musa Haskel. I got a teeny, teeny short vart on putting out the 10. Why do we put out the 10 pieces of chametz? Halachically, we need to. Otherwise, there's a shaila if you can make the bracha. Because not like the oilam says, you put, just in case you don't find chametz. It's not correct. It's because you already did the bedika. Okay, most people say, why do you put up the 10 pieces? Because it shouldn't be a bracha levatola. I may not find chametz. But it's not really a bracha levatola because the bedika requires a bracha. Not so simple. The bedika doesn't require a bracha if you already cleaned up the house beforehand. So you need the 10 pieces that it should be called the bedika mamish. But al derech agada, why do you put out 10 pieces of chametz? They're Kabbalistic reasons. But al derech pshat, I saw here, I cite something very beautifully from a sefer called the Avodas Yisrael, is that we all know that the chametz represents the Yetzer Hara, the Sa'or Shabi Isa. When you clean for Pesach, it's almost as if you're saying, we bayin shalom tzaddik, there's no chametz in my house. There's no chametz in my house. I'm clean. I'm a clean as a whistle. I'm tar. What do you do, Lel Pesach? Confession. Ribbon Shalom, who are we fooling here? I'm no tzaddikov. I cleaned up my house Everything is spick and span. I make believe. I've removed the Sa'or Shebi Isa. Let me make a public statement here. I'm no tzaddikol. I have a lot of problems, a lot of nisyonos, a lot of work needs to be done to cleanse my neshama from the Sa'or Shebi Isa. You put out the Sa'or Shebi Isa when you do the bedika to show I'm not fooling you, Hashem. I want to make a public statement by putting out chametz to show you, listen, my house looks so clean. You think it reflects on me that I'm a tzaddik? I remove the chametz? Let's be honest. I'm no tzaddikol. I have a lot of Sa'or Shebi Isa, and let everyone know it. Let me not be a faker. Let not anyone think that I'm holier than thou. I got problems. And I have to work on my problems. And I'm going to do the bedika. We're going to work on the problems. But I'm not going to be a faker. I'm not going to make believe. Don't be a phony on the night of Or L'Arba Asar. Say it as it is. Let the world know what the MS is. Okay, have a good day. Dangerous.